8RRM listening down here in Gaylord. Anybody on?
Calling W8ARS on the 5-1, go ahead. You got it, W8ARS.
Add a DMH system.
WDAJVQ listening.
W8RRM down here in Gaylord. Anybody on the radio today?
W8RRM, W8CD. Just heads up, we've got an active net going on for the Mackinac Bridge Walk on this system right now.
Okay, sorry, didn't know that. You all enjoy your walk. I forgot about that thing. All right, be careful.
Got it, W8CC.
08, go ahead. Good
morning. KERNS Mobile. KERNS Mobile.
KCAVSU, is the frequency still in use for the bridge walk?
Negative. All repeaters have been released.
Thank you. I didn't know if it was still in use. KCAVSU.
Roger that. Thank you for asking. K8SPW.
10-8 APX testing, DMR in New York City.
10-8 APX, 10-8 NX.
Well, we're back in business full-time on the DMR. The proper pie is back in its home, so we can take the one to Crossroad back to Crossroad.
Fantastic. Good job.
This still needs some remote configuring as far as the dashboard goes and the software configuration, but we'll get to that later tonight. But it's up and running.
Now you're able to remotely control it, right?
Yep. We can log into it remotely and do the config on it. So, biggest thing was getting it to give us a channel grant. So we're good and packing up and out of here.
Okay, drive safe.
Roger, thanks. Any APX. Any APX.
KKRNS mobile. KKRNS mobile.
KKRNS mobile.
NADMH, KCAVSU, portable.
Hi, Toby.
Did you walk the bridge today?
I did not. I was on the ship. And stand by, I'm getting a call on 800.
Did I lose you, Drake? KC8VSU.
Thank you, H. Well, you're in there. KC8VSU. Wonderful, wonderful. I got to talk with a portable. I got the mobile on because I can't hear anything in the car with the portable. So I'm going to turn up the volume after I unkey so I can hear you. It's a sign. But cool stuff is, with the DMR in Mackinac City up and running, I'm heading to Crossroad to go put that thing back in, and we'll have the DMR in both locations, and yay.
Yeah, I heard some of the conversation there. I was just having lunch, so awesome. At least it's up and going. What'd you guys end up doing up there in Mac City?
Well, what we ended up doing there, well, we have the PM400 and stuff for that, so we got that all set up. But in Mackinac City on the ship anyway, we kind of just monitored everything. It was pretty good. Came up on the ship. It was pretty cool. I was very surprised by how many people were on the bridge. It was just a constant stream of people. There were no gaps.
I saw some video, but that's kind of how it looked. But, now we're at stop number 2, so I'm going to jump out. I'll catch you later. NADMH, KDRH.
VSU portable.
Afternoon, Toby. How are you doing? YSS mobile.
YSS from KCAVSU. You still there, John?
Yeah, for a few minutes. How are you doing, Toby?
I can hear you, but I'm on the DMR side, so it takes a couple seconds over here. How are you today? What's you up to? Did you go walk that bridge?
I walked the bridge. I was busy this morning. I posted some pictures I took that I've taken on Facebook. And right now I'm going out to a friend's house. He is going to be liquidating his shack. He has a ham shack. going to take a look at a couple of pieces of equipment, see if I'm interested in it.
John, I lost you. I lost you. I don't know what it is. There's something going on. I think you're just a tad far out. Talk to you later. NAYSS, KC, VSU, Portable.
Any DMH testing?
Hey, yeah, thank you,
mate.
Yep, I got you loud and clear.
That's pretty cool.
Yep, I am Riggsville and West Fort Lake Road in the densest part of the woods.
And you're even on affordable.
And this portable is using a new cutter.
Yeah, you dropped out first, Dan.
This is NAJTQ Mobile Monitoring. Well, fancy hearing you here. How you doing, NAYSS? NAJQ, are you here?
Whoops, did I come through there, John? Am I in the repeater?
Yep, you are this time. You're solid when you're there.
Okay, well, I got some microphone problems. I thought I had them cured, but I guess not. So anyway, we're just going to take a little trip across the bridge here, and we got lots of southbound. Holy smokes, over to you.
Oh, you're up there. I'm just at my house, and I just sent you an email requesting two tables at your slot.
I will check the email and log in when I get home, and so consider it done.
Oh, one thing I forgot to put on there, could you put those two tables right together? Terry Wilson, he's a ham here in Grayling. He doesn't get on very much. He's going to clean out his shack. He's got some HF equipment he's going to clean it out. So you want him in for end then, John? Yes, please. Absolutely, no problem. Yeah, we can do that. So, all right, I will take care of that when I get home, and, yeah, we still have room. Have you sold folks the tables? Well, let's see. I think we're up to about 32 or 33, something like that. Last year we sold 37, and that was fairly full. We could probably put in a few more or, you know, sell some of the round top, the 8-foot round tops. Yeah, you guys did well. You know, I've run a swap here in Grayling. Didn't do quite as well as you folks did. Got a good location, and I think you got a good time of year, so you got some good ideas behind it, so it looks like it should be good. Yeah, that seems to be working out pretty good. And, of course, you know, you guys out there, you know, advertising it too, word of mouth always helps, so... One thing I never got a clarification on, though, John, running these swaps, is, you know, you charge the table fee. Does the person that buy the table, should they also pay the door fee or no? You could do, I guess you could do it either way. I guess that's my thinking on it. You know, because it's kind of your swap, what you want to do. You might want to consider it a bonus if you get a table. You get free admittance. Yeah, we haven't charged before. Somebody told me we should, and I, you know, I just wanted to talk to somebody who's done these before, too. So, all right, we'll just keep it as it is. So, real good. Yeah, the first year we did it without charging, and it didn't turn out that well. You know, so we charged, you know, for a head, but doing the tables, that, you know, free admittance with when you buy a table, that I could see that could work pretty good. Believe it or not, we got about half of our total take at the snack bar, you know, with chips and pop and hot dogs. Yeah, we do pretty good in that department also. And, you know, it's kind of a nice thing because, you know, some of those people, you know, drove a long way and you don't have to run anyplace else. So, yep, that's a nice, nice thing to have. And, of course, the hall has enough room. So, anyway, NHATQ Mobile. NHYSS, yeah, to me it just makes sense because you quite often got a facility and you guys got a kitchen right there, you know, for it to work. Some swaps, they don't sell the concession, they let somebody else handle it. I suppose that's a nice gesture, but it's a good fundraiser. So you could, like I say, you could get just almost double the amount. I concur. How's that for a Perry Mason line? Anyway, okay, well, I'm going to get my hands back on the wheel here. We're getting close to the Mackinac Bridge, and, yeah, a little bit windy up here. I just had to tighten up the sway bar on the trailer, so seems to have me in the groove now. Are you heading north or heading south? North. Hi, okay. That's what we used to do, take our vacation right after Labor Day, because everything was still open, the weather was still nice, and all the Flatlanders left. I'll concur on that one, too. Also, less likely that a person has to make a reservation at a campground, so I find that refreshing. Yeah, really. We were kind of soft. We stayed in hotels. We did do some camping. Yeah, we kind of do both. You know, if we go anywhere in the cold weather, you know, typically it's going to be moteling it. And, you know, that's always fun, too. So, anyway, well, let's see. The traffic southbound is getting a little bit thinner up here, but still a good amount. So, anyway, I think making the right move, waiting a few hours after that Mackinac walk is done. So. All right, John, well, I'm going to shake you loose there, and we'll keep that email in here so I take care of that when I get home.
Sounds good, Joe. Enjoy your trip north. Enjoy the beautiful weather. Looks like you've got some beautiful weather coming up for us. NAJTQ, NAYSS, W3.
All righty, John. Hey, I'm just curious. Are you going through the Mayo repeater?
Yes, the Mighty 700.
Mighty 700, that's what I like to hear. Okay, well, it's working well, so glad to hear you. Glad to talk to you. You're looking good. NAYSS, NAJTQ, 73.
Yeah, it's got a nice footprint here at my house. I've got a J-pole on a 10-foot mast on the roof. You know, so it's probably only about maybe 25 feet off the ground. And I am getting a solid copy on the 700 here. And you can get it with a mobile around town here. So 73, NAYSS.
NAJTQ, NAHP, hey, Joe, you missed all the good fun this morning.
NAXP, NAJTQ. Yep, I'm sure I probably did. One of these years, I'm going to join you up here, but we've been planning this little trip going north, and I had to have some dental work, kind of a, you know, emergency dental work done this morning, so kind of messed things up a little bit, but everything is good.
Yeah, glad to hear that. Yeah, the boys were working on the Mackinac repeater this morning before we started out, and then they're down at Crossroad working, getting the DMRs both working again. So, well, drive safe. Have fun on your camping trip up there. And we probably had the largest crowd we've had in the last 10 years on the bridge. There were no breaks. Everybody was right together. It was amazing watching from the ship all of the people walking there. It was, let's basically say, packed. So enjoy yourself, N8NXP.
Okay, Chuck. Well, it's good to talk to you this afternoon. And that's great to hear. The crowds were good. The weather certainly was conducive, although a little bit chilly. But, yeah, I'd sure like to join you guys, you know, for one of these Labor Day excursions. So we'll see what happens. So, and of course, those guys working on the repeaters today, they never stop, do they? That's good. It's a good system. N8NXP, NAJTQ, 73, Chuck.
W8RPM, W8RPM, KWH.
K8FJW, Monitor. Hello there, Mr. Joe. What's you up to today?
Oh, helping a couple of people that are hanging around my house to get some work done.
Well, there you go. Sounds good.
What are you up to today? What are you up to today?
Well, we just got home from work there just a bit ago, so we're going to have some dinner and relax for the rest of the night and do it all over again.
Oh, you guys work today, so does Cynthia.
Ah, I knew it. I seen her. I said hi. Or wake at her anyway.
Yeah, I've been trying to get some things done around the house, get ready for winter.
Yeah, well, that's for sure. Same here. So I'm still trying to I'm trying to catch a groundhog. So he keeps going around the cage for some reason.
You got a live trap?
Yeah, I'm trying to catch him in the live trap.
Yeah, we had a couple of them on the golf course this year.
Yeah, that's for sure. If he lived in a different area, it wouldn't be a problem, but. But we don't live in that area.
Every country you've got a different crazy animal that you don't need around your house.
Yeah, that's for sure. So, but anyway, we're going to have some dinner, so we'll let you go. Maybe we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, I've been there most of the day. Talk to you later. Can you see it? H.S.
7-3-W.
Radio
station, you're kind of scratchy. What's your location? KE8FJW.
Yeah, I'm kind of far away. In my truck, I'm going to go to Walmart. Where is this repeater located?
Well, it depends on what town you're in. Okay, I think you said you're way down there in Indiana. There you go. Well, if you come in through, if you're in Indiana, you're going through a repeater that's in Columbus, Indiana. I don't know, wherever that is. I think it's close to something. Where that town is, I think it's on the west side of Fort Wayne. Yeah. There you go. That repeater there is linked to a whole bunch of repeater up here in Michigan.
Oh, I might be a Michigan repeater then, because Kenzo is not that far north. I think you're talking about Columbia City, west of Fort Wayne. Yeah, I'm probably closer to Michigan than I am to Fort Wayne.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have to find my cell phone and pull up the dashboard, and I can tell you what repeater you're coming in, but I believe it's the one that's the only one that repeater is in Indiana. You're probably hitting it. I think it's like 715 or something funny. I think that's the last digit there.
I just copied a whole bunch of repeaters for like 80 miles radius on my mobile here. I just got the STM-500 Yaesu mobile, and just got it hooked up. This is one of the first times I'm out testing it.
Oh, well, very good. So, yeah, that repeater down there in Indiana there at K9DLU, it was the 715. That's linked in through All-Star. So you have, like, I don't know, about a dozen repeaters. They're all linked together with All-Star on that same note there. So, yeah. Well, you're way down in Indiana. I'm way up here in Sioux State, Murray, Michigan. So way up here in the UP.
Oh, wow. I did not realize that there were any linked repeaters around here like that. That's pretty handy. That's pretty nice. And you're clear up in the UP, huh? That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, that's for sure. So, hey, you're sound much better now, and things must be moving. They're clearing up anyways, and so... What's your call sign again, though? I'll write it down.
Yeah, it's KE9AZL, Kilo Echo 9 Alpha Zulu Lima.
Oh, very good. KE9AZL, very good. Anyhow, like I said, I'm just about to have some dinner, so we'll let you go down there. So, yeah, good talking with you. Name here's Brad, and yeah, if you're ever on this repeater again, you'll know what's going on. Anyhow, 73-KE8-FGW.
Hey, it was nice talking to you, Brad. Appreciate you coming back to the radio check. I think I'm also just looking for your info.
being said, let's see you for dinner and 7-3. We'll talk to you later.
Sounds good. 7-3, sir. KEA-3W.
Kilo 7 Yankee, Tango Charlie, Lansing, Michigan. Calling for a check, please. Wondering if this mobile is working decent tonight.
You're kind of light into the repeater, but I can copy you.
I appreciate that. Put a new antenna on this after my dog, not joking, my dog ate my homework. My dog ate the end of my antenna, so I put this cheap on Amazon. It cost me $50, and I'm hoping that it works okay. So, it seems to be getting similar results, I think. I appreciate you checking back with me. Thank you.
What repeater are you going, are you, what repeater are you using, and how many watts of power are you using? Because I'm kind of wondering if something is wrong, because that's awful light.
I am, in Flint, Michigan, and I am just outside of Lansing. I'm connecting at 8 watts, so I think I'm doing decent at 20-foot miles.
Oh, Lansing. I thought you said Lansing. And I was thinking you're up by there or Indian River, and with a standard mobile, I would think you'd be doing pretty good. But, from Lansing, Michigan, yeah, I would say you're doing pretty good. What repeater are you going into?
You know, I'm not sure of the name on the repeater, but it's near Flint at 449.600.
Yeah, I'm guessing you're doing pretty good then. 8 watts, yeah. See, I'm going in through the Mayo repeater, and I'm in Grayling. So, yeah, if you say 8 watts, 440, yeah, okay. That answers that question.
Yeah, I think it's the, one of the, what is it, YXC810, or I don't remember the sign on that repeater there, but I get decent action off of it, I think, and it's good to reach out every now and then. I'm seldom on the radio. I've just been real busy. I had to get these little mobiles out, make sure they still work decent. I had let it sit long enough within my antenna chewed off, and I figured it's time to put this back to work. So, but my name's Greg, Kilo 7 Yankee Tango Charlie, and maybe I'll catch you on here every now and then.
Yeah, I didn't realize this system was linked all the way down that way. I'm up in Grayling, getting into the Mayo machine, the 146700. After you get south of Mount Pleasant, it's somewhat unfamiliar territory for me. But I know the area up here real well. Name here is John Juliet Ocean November, and the call sign is November 8 Yankee, here is Sierra. If you remember the Warner Brothers cartoon character, Yosemite Sam, it's November 8th, Yosemite Sam.
Oh, that's clever and memorable for sure. It's good to know that that it is connecting up that way. You know, I've got family in Roscommon and Rush Branch, and it's good to know that. So this might be an option for family up there, so I really appreciate you telling me that.
You're welcome. That's Greg.
Yes, sir. Fantastic. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your night.
You too, Greg. Take care. Have a good evening. Hopefully things will get a little less busy. When you have kids at home and that, it seems like that's the way life goes. So 7-3, and 8-YSS.
I'm facing calling. I think Greg was your name. I didn't get your call sign. Are you still around?
I just stepped out for a minute. I thought I heard somebody in there.
Yeah, I was looking for Greg, and I didn't get his call sign.
Just wondering if you're still around.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I didn't get the full call sign. I got Kilo Charlie 8, and that's all I got. I almost wrote it down. One of those things that it didn't do.
All right, gotcha. No problem. I was just wanted to have him throw his power up a little bit more. And, you know, since he's going UHF, I know it's only 20 miles or whatever, but UHF can be a little bit more finicky. And just see if that made a difference with the signal. There's quite a bit of noise on it, but I'm guessing a little more power would take care of that problem, no problem. But okay, well, thanks anyways, and you have yourself a good night. This is W8SSM, I'll be clear.
You as well. Enjoy the evening. November 8th, Yankees 0-0. 7-3, my friend.
KA8SPW.
NADAH.
Going through the toll booth.
Just wave at the pretty lady. Just keep driving.
Oh, wow, this is beautiful on the bridge.
There's a couple of pretty large catamaran sailboats going by when we went over 13. Pretty good weather to drive today, at least. Not 92 like it was a few days ago. I couldn't believe that. We got down to 46 or 47 last night.
Ah, roger that. I didn't realize I was doing almost 60. drive so much freeway, you don't notice when you're going faster than you should. Well, anyway, I texted Mom, she gave me a list of things to get. She was out front planting flowers out by the road.
Well, she's only going to get about a month to look at them, unfortunately. I have a feeling this winter's going to come on a little early.
Yeah, these will come up next year, too. I dug it all up for her yesterday. So all she's got to do is park the soil and plant them and water them. Makes her happy. Tomorrow is a stay-home day.
Yeah, same for me. I got a yard I got to mow. I meant to actually measure that riding mower to see if I could fit it in my shed or if I'll have to build something.
What did
well,
you say that
so
you owe
on that? I could probably just write her a check, mail it to her.
$1,600 on that.
I just doubled with you.
Oh, sorry. I said we still owe about $1,600 on that.
Should I just write her a check?
I don't know. We should probably talk offline.
Yeah, that's fair.
Well, just past the South Anchor Point. Solid ground. Well, solid bridge. No grading. I don't like the grade. Noisy.
Well, after that one time we went over where it was dead gridlock and we got a real bird's eye view of how not thick that stuff is, I agree. Say, how far south do you think I'll be able to hit this repeater? I'm at Indian River right now.
Well, if you're on the 7-4, it's only 2.5 miles due east of you across the water. But it's at, like, 300 feet in the air.
Oh, this one's on the other side of the lake there from you?
Yeah, roger that. I was there Saturday. Until about 7 p.m.
Then I'll hit this clean down to Gaylord, no problem.
Yep, you should make it just fine.
I'm just happy all that southbound traffic is long gone. It was looking pretty grim on the way up earlier. NADAH.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I was on the bottom end of the pull-up rope. pulled up a couple of dishes to probably about 230 feet. We had a pulley up there, and we did all the work on the ground. You didn't have to do any lifting.
Oh, very good. Yeah, I was actually looking into Starlink around my house, speaking of satellites. My internet's not very fast, not very reliable, and it cost me about as much as Starlink would.
Well, the delay in up and back, it's not very good for playing games on.
Not sure that would bother me too much. I don't play online games anymore.
Oh, I know one in your house that would be really upset.
Yeah, all three of them probably would be, to be honest with you. I don't know, I'm just getting tired of bickering with them. Every time I got a problem, they're like, we'll send a tech out. It turns into an argument, because I know it's not my equipment, but they won't listen. And of course, in a few days, when they figure out what the problem was and fix it, it's all better again.
Yeah, I remember when Comcast used to tell you you had to reload Windows.
Well, I had a guy from Comcast one time try to load software onto my computer when I expressly told him he wasn't allowed to touch my computer, and he just sat down and started plopping a CD in, and I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah, we're putting our tracking software in it for you.
Sorry, and I caught Spectrum red-handed trying to force-feed my modem firmware upgrades. But they just couldn't figure out why they couldn't upgrade my firmware on my modem. So that's because you don't own it.
Yeah, they did it to our box here. One night, Mom and I were watching a movie. It was like 2 a.m. All of a sudden, everything goes dark, and we see the little spinning wheel on the front of it showing that it's uploading, something's uploaded to it. Tons of fun. Did you notice how you have two lanes going south right now? They moved the median wall here in the construction zone back and forth to give two lanes to north or south depending on which one needs it more.
Yeah, I'm just happy that they open the bridge back up again. I don't know what they were doing exactly that they had it shut down for so long, but it looked like they were just patching a couple of spots, but they had both sides shut down to one lane for the longest time.
I am definitely impressed with the speed that they do things up here when it comes to road work. The companies downstate could sure take a lesson.
I mean, I was just down there a few months ago, and they are still working on the 96-23 switchover out there. There's still cones out there.
Oh, yeah. We take 23 in Ann Arbor. It's a bumpy ride there. You know, they've got Merriman Road closed over Hines Drive. That's been closed now for over 2 years.
That doesn't surprise me. I mean, how long they've been working on that 23 changeover? That's been a decade? Literally a decade?
Oh, what happened with that bridge? They ran into infrastructure that they were unaware was there. A.K.A. millions of phone wires that go up to the main switching office at Merriman and Plymouth Road.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by that at all. We find things at work that they forgot about all the time. They found a gray water sewage line in one of the walls the other day by accident.
Oh, that could have got smelly. Yep. Undocumented features.
Well, there's lots of those. I think the place I'm at now, the main building I work at, was completed in like 67, 68. So pretty sure there's a few corners that were cut.
Well, I tell you, I'm tired. I got up at 4:30 this morning.
This is NADAH. Yeah, I went to bed at like 5, I think, 5:30. I don't normally go to bed until 7, so I actually went to bed kind of early. I didn't get a lot of sleep, though. Pretty interrupted lately. I haven't had a clean 6 or 7 hours of sleep in probably about a month or two.
Oh yeah, tons of fun. My alarm went off at 3:05. Sugar crash went down to 50, so I had to get up and have orange juice. I don't know how long it took me to go back to sleep.
Yeah, I'm still having crashes here and there, but they're not as frequent as they used to be. I've really laid off a lot of the garbage, which I was anyway, but I've cut even more of it out. I don't know how much more I could cut and still eat decent food.
All right, I switched over to Sheboygan repeater, just left Mackinac. Any difference in audio?
Yeah, you're a little quieter.
Joe, some of the trees are already starting to turn. Seen that the other day on our way home. KAHSPW.
Leafies will hear you. Yeah, we just started advertising our chairlift rides that are going to start in a couple of weeks here. We do fall season chairlift rides for the color changes.
Yeah, I just seen an ad for that. What's that cost for a ride?
I don't know, but if you and Mom are interested, I could look into it.
Yeah, it might be fun. She loves her fall.
Yeah, when I go to work on Wednesday, I'll look into the information. I'm pretty sure I get a decent discount on that.
We already have tickets for Halloween at the fort. We had tickets for a concert here a while back, but Mom didn't feel good, so we didn't go.
Well, that sounds like fun. What did those run you, dare I even ask?
The two tickets were $30 for the two. And it's at the, right there in Sheboygan. They got a theater hall there.
I thought you said you had tickets to the island, the fort.
Oh yeah, we got that too. But not the island, it's the fort in Mackinac City. Halloween thing. But then we had tickets to a concert and we didn't go. I thought you were asking about that.
Now, you told me about that one. That was the day I came up to see Grandpa. No, the ones for the Fort Michilimack, what did those run you?
You know, I don't remember. Mom ordered them online. I stopped to pick them up. And I asked her twice, are you sure they're ready to be picked up? Oh, yeah, yeah, you can buy them at the box office. So I fought the crowds and found a parking space and went in there and he said, oh, you got to buy them online. It's the only way to get them.
All right, I might look into that. It might be something fun to do with the kids. I don't know if trick-or-treating is really worth it in our neighborhood. It's pretty slim pickings. We ended up with about 5 or 6 pounds of candy that never got handed out because I think we might have had maybe 5 kids.
They should have just given each kid a bag. Yeah, we don't get any in our neighborhood at all.
I think a lot of the smaller towns do like those trunk or treat things at their local churches and things like that. I know Gaylord does the big downtown thing on the storefronts, and then they have at least 2 or 3 trunk or treats. And I'm pretty sure Angie was going to do 1 or 2 of them last year in Mancelona, so sounds like they mostly do that. some of the neighborhoods aren't the greatest in my neck of the woods.
Yeah, liable to be laced with some. Well, I'm on the back road, headed home. That's where I almost got the deer this morning.
Yeah, thankfully, because of where I work, I've gotten pretty good at spotting them pretty far ways up. And I've been able to even tell what size or what type of animal it is by the color of their eyes before I get anywhere near them, and I've gotten pretty good at guessing. So that's worked out. I saw a porcupine that was bigger than Jake, just happily waddling across the road last night.
I've yet to see a porcupine. Seen everything else. We got a big rabbit by us now. He's about the size of Jake. I was quite surprised to see him. A lot of frogs, toads, lizards. I think she's seen a salamander here a little while back too. Found a tree frog. I picked him up, and he had his little suction cup fingers stuck to my hand, on the bottom side of my hand. I couldn't even shake him off. And my hand was all slimy when I got done.
I think the most entertaining thing I get to do is chase box turtles out of the road during the golf season. Be doing my rounds, and there'll be this little black bump in the road. They're like, come on, buddy, you gotta get out of here. Take off running into the weeds. They're pretty funny. Quick little buggers. Well, I'm about to hit Gaylord here. I'm gonna hit my exit and start heading west. I love you. Say hey to Mom for me. Give the dogs a scratch. KSPW, this is NADAH. I'll be clear on your final.
Roger that. Great to see you guys. Things should settle down here a little bit. I'll let you know on our U of M date when I firm it up. 73 KSPW.
Very nice, David. Well, okay, welcome to the net and welcome to the area. Glad you're here, and hopefully hear more from you as time goes by. So Kilo 5 Delta Papa Papa, you are on the list. Next weekend for the Monday evening social hour net, please call. Okay, none heard. Let's go to the top of the list. Jeff, NADX, you're at the top of the list. Go ahead and stand by Kevin.
Well, good evening, Scott, and everyone out there, or good afternoon here. This is Jeff, NADX, and I did not get a chance to Google the answer for your question. I know a little bit about history of Labor Day and kind of versus May Day in the U.S., the dates, but I don't, a lot of history. I have to go back and review dates and stuff, but I'll leave that for the next person to answer there. But it's about 59 degrees. We had a beautiful sunny weekend. We thought summer was over, and now it hit with a vengeance. We were in about 70 degrees Saturday night, or Saturday going into Sunday, and then we're starting to get a little bit of cloud and just a couple drops, but it's actually pretty good at that. Got ham fest season going on this coming Saturday. The Natsu Burrow Club are having their ham fest up Big Lake, so we'll be going up for that. And then in 2 weeks after that, we have the Kenai Burrow Moose Horn Club. And there's three clubs in the borough, Seward Club, which here, and then Homer, and they're kind of the people in the central area. So be making the trips, making the rounds, and doing some networking on the emergency communications. The Kenai ones where we get to meet with the borough, EOC, and kind of work out our strategies because they're different between the state, the borough, and so forth. And kind of reviewing our spotting with our weather, where we're more focused on snow load coming in. We don't get thunderstorms here, but we get high wind and then earthquakes and possible volcanic explosions from Cook Inlet. So that is about it here. I'll turn it back to you, NADX.
And ADX, WATCM returning. Very good, Jeff. Thanks for that report. It's very interesting. Your weather is very similar to ours here about well, tonight. We're forecast to get down to 39 degrees. And so it's been pleasantly a little bit cooler. but still summer, and I think we've got a couple more months of summer yet to go. Didn't look like there's a lot of rain in our forecast. So good luck with the Ham Fest. It would be very interesting to go make those rounds. I'll bet you've seen quite a bit of old equipment as well as everybody stays up to date with all the new stuff as well. But maybe some more homebrew ideas. Good luck with that, and thanks again for checking in. KD9WWU, Kevin, please go ahead and stand by Dave in Sterling Heights.
Thanks, Scott, WTCM. We spent the whole most of the day today on Torch Lake, and unfortunately right now we're packing up to for 2 weeks for going south to the home QTH. Unfortunately, we're missing the breakfast with breakfast of hams, so not looking forward to going home, but it's a necessity we got to do, so unfortunately, but enjoy that weather last night. Boy, it was great sleeping weather. I did not want to get up. I had to get up early, but took my son out fishing on Torch, so didn't catch anything, but had a good time. So other than that, we'll catch you guys next week. On Echo Link, and for the next 2 weeks, we won't be up to like the 16th or so of September. So, anyways, net control, we're going to say 73 to you, and we'll catch you on the way out of town at about 8 o'clock. So, 73 to everybody.
Okay, very good, KD9WWU from W8TCM. Very good, Kevin. We'll have a good trip. As we've said all summer, have a nice, safe trip. And we'll look forward to seeing you next time you're back in this area. Glad you had a good time out on Torch Lake. I had spent my weekend on our lake near Boyne, Deer Lake. And, man, I tell you, the wind was blowing something fierce. We had to use all of our motor on our pontoon boat going into the wind just to kind of keep it even. It was really, really blowing hard. So hopefully you had better weather than we did. What's happening in Sterling Heights? NAWCB. Dave, go ahead with your transmission and stand by Kevin on Spider Lake.
WATCM Net Control. This is November 8 Whiskey Charlie Bravo. Dave in Sterling Heights. Happy Labor Day to all. Hope you've had a good holiday. We're about 69 degrees here. Just beautiful weather. Got the door open here for the first time to where we can let some cool air in. It's been quite a couple of weeks here, but thankfully road construction is winding down, thankfully, and tree limbs on wires are are cleared up. I'm glad for that. I had my son over and his family the other night. We had a couple of series of storms that went through, and he lost his power. So he spent the night with us. His house was just too hot. I'm just kind of glad for a low-profile day here today. In regard to the question, Labor Day, I would say, and I'm going to just say a decade, I'd say probably the 1890s, if I'm not mistaken, in like the industrial age of America, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, good night, and again, hope everyone had a good holiday. And I'll turn it back over to you, Net Control 73's NAWCB, Cliff.
Okay, thank you, Dave. Good to hear from you, and glad it's cooling down. I mean, wish we had the 59. We haven't been quite that cold, maybe one night, but you've gotten more rain than we did. Just dumped a lot of water on my yard from the hose, which is going to cost me dearly, but it's the only way we're getting water, so it's pretty dry up here. Thanks, Luke, for checking in. We'll look forward to chatting with you next week, and I have recorded your answer to tonight's question in the 1890s. So for those of you who joined late, the topic is a question, in what year was Labor Day made a national holiday? and get bonus points for what year was the first Labor Day parade organized in New York City. And awards will be handed out at the end of the show. Okay, Kevin, KF8HEY, please go ahead and stand by Drake.
Control, this is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Alpha. Here, Lake. Thanks for taking the net tonight, Scott, and hope everybody had a great Labor Day holiday. It's been pretty nice around here. A little bit of a highlight, my G90 arrived last Friday, and so I've been kind of putting different parts of it through its paces. In answer to the, and it's a great little radio so far, and I guess it's undergone a whole lot of changes since its inception. But I continue to learn about the features and where everything's at, so pretty happy with that purchase. As far as the Labor Day was officially celebrated in 1894, so Dave and Sterling Heights, you were pretty darn close. I don't have the year for the parade, but it was organized by the Central Labor Union and the Knights of Labor in New York City, as you had mentioned, Scott. Don't know the year, though. Anyway, that's it for me over here in Spider Lake. Turn it back to you. This is KF8AGY, back to net control, WATCM.
Okay, KF8AGY, thanks for checking in with us this evening, and thanks for your report on the G90. I know Tony, KE8SBZ, has a G90 as well. Interested to know how much difference there is between the two of yours. He likes his as well, so that's cool that you guys have that, and it'll be fun to hear you on the air. I have your answer recorded as 1894. Let's go talk to Drake, MHDMH. What's happening, Drake? And stand by, Dave.
Good evening, MHDMH. We just got done installing a new mobile in the vehicle, because the VR, VGC VR, whatever, 7500, something like that, almost quit. And I discovered this when I was headed north yesterday. I went to key up, and I was like, interesting. It didn't come back to me. So tried it again, and it didn't come back to me, so I had a watt meter because we were working on repeaters this weekend, and I had the watt meter with me and hooked it up to the radio, and 0 watts out. So it was a glorified receiver that had a really fancy user interface. So there you go. I'll have to figure out why that quit working, but I've got the CS800D in the car now, so I've got DMR mobile. But no more APRS, which is rather unfortunate. And I don't have the touchscreen interface with my head unit. But it'll work okay. It's got this little, there's this little cubby that's in my center console that the control head fits in perfectly. That I'm not sure if it's going to come out because it was a pretty good friction fit. So if I ever want to get rid of this radio in the vehicle, that might be interesting getting it out. So there you go. with that, back to you, Scott. I'm actually just driving around seeing if there was any alternator wine, so you can tell me if that is the case or not. And I'm about to pull into the driveway. Back to you there, Scott, WATCM, and 8EH.
Okay, Drake. Well, first of all, congratulations on your new radio. That was a friction fit, and I'll bet it looks nice. That is as close as you can get to a factory fit in the aftermarket, so good luck with that. And I'm sure that sooner or later, you'll find a way to make all of those features that you've been missing, APRS, et cetera, figure out a way to make that happen. As far as your signal, it's rock solid, no whines. There was a little noise in the background, but I'm not sure what I was hearing. It could have been tire noise or just wind noise, but there's certainly no alternator whine that I could detect. If somebody else heard some, maybe you can give us a report back, but as far as I was concerned, I did not hear anything that sounded like the alternator hum I have heard before. So thanks, Drake. Good luck with everything. Hope you have a great week. Doc, KWPE, please go ahead and have your transmission stand by ZAP Mark.
Good evening, Scott and your group. A beautiful day in paradise, or in Traverse City. Could have been a little warmer, but I'm not going to complain. It could rain. We could use that. The lake level on Silver Lake is down 14 inches from the legal green level, the level at which it runs into the drain. So we are very, very low and had a heck of a time getting the boat off the boat hoist. Oh, this is KWPE. I don't think I said that. Anyway, looking up on the wiki, the first parade in New York City, Labor Day, 1882, and everyone's already figured out 1894, it finally became a federal holiday. Anyway, the end of summer, kids go back to school, and we used to say the fudgies would leave, but so many of them have moved up here permanently that I don't know if we have much summer life up here where people come and spend 3 months and then go back home. They all stay. So anyway, thanks for taking the net, Scott. It's a good day, and we had some good times, and look forward to seeing as many of you as possible tomorrow morning at the GNS South Airport and Project Night tomorrow night. By the way, I think tomorrow night we're going to, after Ernie has started some interest, we're going to try and put together a go kit for POTA, sponsored by the club, so the people can borrow it if they want to go out and do POTA and don't have a go kit. So WX1J or WPCM, KAWPE.
KAWPE, WATCM returning. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it. And I have you recorded as 1882 for the parade. And I have you agreeing with the 1894 for the start of the Labor Day as a national holiday. So we have that. Thanks for also the reminder, because this is tomorrow night is the 3rd of September. It's the first Tuesday of the month. The meeting at in the evening at 7 p.m. tomorrow night is a board meeting. And then the board meeting will evolve into what Dave was talking about, the discussion and development of a go kit for Parks on the Air. Using the materials that we have and just putting it together in one box and then talking about how it would work so that people could check that device out, go out and activate the park, bring it back, and check it back in. So that's going to be a good time. Fun evening tomorrow night. And again, that's at 7 p.m., 5112. North Royal Drive in the back. If you need additional information on where any of these events have occurred, just go to cherrylandarc.com, cherrylandarc.com, and we have listed there all of the activities and the addresses. So with that, let's talk to a member of the board of directors of the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club, Mark, KCZAP. Please go ahead and stand by David.
Well, good evening, Scott, WATCM, and Monday evening social hour network group. Sounds like everybody so far has had a pretty interesting Labor Day and that sort of thing. Means KC8 and ZAP. So I have a couple of things beyond what I normally just simply talk about, and that is as I worked on a couple of art projects this morning. And then I had a long-term project of just working on. I gifted a 1962 Lafayette CD radio. It has four crystals in it, eight channels on the dial, that sort of a thing. And I've been slowly bringing up the voltage on this unit so I can rebuild the dielectrics on the electrolytic capacitors and then go ahead and take a look at other things on it. But to my surprise, it received a signal. So I actually heard somebody's voice on this thing. So the radio holds promise, and I'll probably like slowly go over things and try to bring this radio into spec. So that was my exciting Labor Day. Then I had no idea. I was going to guess Labor Day would have been like a Roosevelt 1932, you know, New Deal
Great Depression sort of a thing, but I have a feeling that it happened a lot earlier than that. So with that, I'll turn this back to the net, KCAB.
Okay, Mark, thanks very much, and that's an amazing job you've done with that CB radio, and it sounds like you're able to get some success, so that's good. I bought a couple of 10-meter radios that I was hoping to use as a lending library to technicians who would like to get on the air. Bought three, two don't even, they don't even power up. They just are bricks. So you certainly are well ahead of the game on that one, and look forward to hearing further reports and seeing your artwork as well. Thanks, Mark. Look forward to chatting with you maybe tomorrow night. Now let's go to David, K5DP Delta Papa Papa. Okay, Kilo 5 Delta Papa Papa, David. Please go ahead with your transmission, and we'll take a standby for additional check-ins. Go ahead, David.
Thank you, and as I mentioned, I'm in the area. My son is a student at Interlochen, and we're living just down the road from the school for the school year, so he can live off-campus as a senior. So I noticed that you guys had a Monday night net, thought I'd join in, and got some beautiful country up there. And I had no clue when Labor Day started or the first time there was a parade. So without Googling it, which I didn't do, I don't even have a guess.
Okay, David. Thanks for your transmission. Thanks for being here and welcome again to the area. And please feel free to jump in and join any of the club activities that we have. And again, CherrylandARC.com, CherrylandARC, CherrylandARC.com. We'll give you a list of what the activities are and where they're located and what time they're located. So, or you can feel free to contact me. I'm good in QRZ. Yeah, and thanks also for taking a shot at the answer and not Googling it. Although Googling is fine. It's just perfectly fine. So, David, thanks very much again for your checking in. And, again, welcome to the area. With that, we've reached the bottom of the list. I'll do an extra standby for anybody who has not checked into the Monday Evening Social Hour net. This is a great time to do it. Go ahead for additional check-ins.
Kilo Echo 8, Fox Julie Whiskey, KE8FJW, Brad in Sault Ste. Marie.
So we are linked in. That's good. Brad in Sault Ste. Marie, welcome to the net again, and good to hear you, and I have you. Is there additional check-ins for the Monday Evening Social Hour now? Please call WATCM.
This is
okay. Very difficult to get your signal. You're not capturing the repeater. So what I got out of that was the letter K, and either Manistique or Manistee. Want to get another try?
Okay. Delta India Yankee. Kilo 8 Delta India Yankee. I'll try again via Echo Link.
No, Kilo 8 Delta India Yankee. You were good that time. Captured the repeater, and so wherever you were standing, stand there again. We'll come back to you. Thanks very much. Any additional check-ins for the Monday Evening Social Hour net, please call. Okay, I'm hearing none. Let's go check up with Brad. In Sault Ste. Marie, KEFKW, please go ahead with your transmission and stand by DIY.
Good evening, Scott, and the rest of the group, and Cherryland Net. Hey, it was a beautiful day in us. It was a high of 68 degrees thereabouts, and yeah, what a great day to be not working, that's for sure. That's where I was working, so other than that, we're just rushing to get the kids to bed, so. First day of school tomorrow. Ooh. So that's always exciting. So, yeah. But with that, we'll say 73. And, oh, your questions, your answers, I guess. I don't know. So I'll have to Google it later, I guess. So with that, Scott, we'll say 73. Catch y'all next week. KE8FJW. Good night.
Okay. Hey, Brad. Thanks a lot. And, yeah, thanks for saying you don't know. That's fine. It's good to know. I will give the answers, and we'll confirm the winners of tonight's contest at the end of the net, which is sounds like it might be coming up pretty soon. So stand by for news. KDIY, this is Gordon, and go ahead with your transmission, Gordon, and we'll take another final standby and kind of wrap the net up. Go ahead, Gordon.
How am I coming in this time? I'm on a base station radio, Manatee is a good stretch.
Yeah, we said one short dropout, but you were in solid when you're in, and somehow when you drop out, you drop out for a little bit and then come right back. Please go ahead, give it a try.
All right, hey, very cool. I've had some band enhancement going on, but the repeater's coming in full quieting here in Manatee. And usually, if I hear it, it's very scratchy, so we got some good ducting between our two cities. It's turned on the radio, was running through channels, and heard you guys have a net going, so I have added that to my for the question. I'm going to guess sometime the late 1940s, maybe after World War II, for Labor Day's invention, but just had a long and now I'm back home and back to the grindstone tomorrow morning. So wish everyone a pleasant evening, and I will catch you later. KHDIY, back to that.
Okay, Gordon, it's an amazing signal. As you said, there's an amazing connection between our two towns. A great signal from Manistee. We got 99.9% of all of that, so that was good. It was just a couple of quick dropouts, but we were able to knit it back together. And I have your answer down as the 1940s, around World War II, so I have that on the list. And we're going to give another check-in now, or another opportunity for check-ins, and then we'll begin the close-down process for this evening's Monday Evening Social Hour Net. This is WATCM. I'll do a last-minute standby for additional check-ins. If you would like to check in to the night's net, now is the time.
And 9KOP Mobile.
Okay, Cameron, you're in there. Any additional check-ins tonight, please call.
Whiskey, Romeo, Papa Mike. Ron in Sheboygan, in and out, 73 to the net.
78 RPM, Ron, I have you as an in and out. Thanks a lot for checking in with us. I appreciate it. Additional check-ins tonight on the Monday Evening Social Hour Net. Okay, this is WATCM, Cheerland Amateur Radio Club's Monday Evening Social Hour Net. We're at the final end of the net. I'd like to give an additional check-in opportunity. Anybody who would like to check in, this is your last call. Please call now. Okay, none heard. Let's go talk to Cameron in 9KOP. Please go ahead, and then we will do the wrap-up.
RWATCM in the net. From a 9KOP mobile. So good evening, all. Was a knock on wood quiet evening, or quiet weekend over here on the east side of the state. Mile. We, no car accidents, no, I mean, you know, you got your typical domestics and stuff, but for the most part, it was really, really enjoyable and quiet. So, hope that was the same way for everybody. Great. So, looks like we're going to have some, you know, fallish weather coming, so can't wait to enjoy that. With that, I don't have anything other than everybody had a good Labor Day. If you walked the bridge, I hope you had a great time, because I don't even know what to say. You're better than I am, because I did not plan. I would not do that. I'll drive across it. I don't know if I'll walk.
9KOP, back to net control.
Okay, very good. Cameron, thanks a lot. Yeah, I agree with you. I think especially with the winds, the way they've been, just walking one way across the bridge would have been pretty tough. Walking back, yeah, tougher. So appreciate you checking in. Thanks a lot. Good to hear from you. Nice signal. And with that, we've reached the bottom of the list for this evening's Monday evening social hour net. We've had 14 participants, and that's a pretty usual night. So thanks a lot for that. We've also had a lot of diversity across the state of Michigan and even the Upper Peninsula. So thanks a lot, everybody, for checking in and for being with us this evening. There being no further check-ins, I'll recognize the correct answers. The Labor Day was first made a national holiday in 1894. Prize winner in that for most accuracy is KF8AGY and NAWCB David in Sterling Heights said 1890, so he was also correct. And there was before that, so that when they did it in 1894, 30 states had already had a statewide Labor Day, but this was the first one. The first parade, however, was organized in 1887 in New York City. Dave was the closest with 1882. So you guys all get prizes, and you can collect them right after the show just by making one up. So anyway, thanks a lot, guys, everybody. Thanks, everyone, for your participation. Hope you had a great Labor Day weekend. I know we had a great time this evening, and I very much appreciate you jumping in and taking the time to jump in and chat with us. This will conclude the Monday Evening Social Hour Net tonight. This net will meet again here again next Monday night on the repeater and of the repeaters that are linked in immediately following the 8 p.m. T-Barge net. This is Scott, WX1J, operating this evening as net control under the club call sign WATCM. And I'll close the net and return this repeater and the other repeaters to general amateur use. Thank you, everyone, for your participation and for your comments. Good evening to all. WATCM is clear.
Listening on 86. This is 88DP. This is 88DP.